Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
As the 20-year strategy for the Irish language enters its final political or dáil term, the next 5 years represents a critical opportunity to assess progress and secure long-term commitments for the revival or strengthening of the Irish language in Gaeltacht areas. With government formation underway and chugging along, as we heard this afternoon, Conradh na Gaeilge is intensifying its efforts to ensure that the incoming government parties prioritise robust funding and legislative reform and innovative policies to strengthen the Gaeilge and the Gaeltacht. I'm joined now by Róisín Ní Chineadh, who's advocacy manager at Conradh na Gaeilge. Fáil sé Róisín chuig an glór.
Gurmach with Cormac.
Nice to see you guys, Lartlath. But you're queuing up along with the Gorda and the industries from various sectors and health, who we've spoken with in this programme, all of them. So what are you calling for in terms of a focus from various parties who are in negotiation for government formation?
Yes, so I suppose, like you said yourselves, we're part of a long list of various industries that are trying to put their case forward for the next programme for government. The issues that we're focusing on are the issues that came up during the general election campaign from the community that we work with, the Irish language and the Gaeltacht community. The four most pressing issues really are the question of the Gaeltacht housing crisis, the dire situation of the Irish language in our education system, funding for the Irish language and the Gaeltacht kind of as an industry in general, and that we would have a senior minister with responsibility for the Gaeltacht.
Okay, so let me take that one by one. There's a housing crisis throughout the country, not just in Gaeltacht areas. So why are you mentioning a Gaeltacht housing crisis specifically?
No, absolutely. And anytime I'm asked this question, I say, look, I'm 27 years old, half my class from school and college are living over in Australia. We absolutely recognise there is a national crisis. But I suppose on top of that kind of national systemic crisis, there is an extra difficulty when it comes to the Gaeltacht, because not only are people themselves being pushed from their own areas, but the language is suffering too. I suppose intergenerational transmission is a really important part of language conservation, and with particularly younger generations being pushed out of the Gaeltacht.
But what's the solution, I wonder? I mean, what is the solution? I know this inside out because I'm a Gaeltacht person, but I can't see a ready solution here unless you corral Gaeltacht areas for Gaeltacht people only.
There's, I suppose, a number of issues that we've looked at. And again, we're not the first people to try and solve this problem. And I suppose that's one of the strengths that we have. We're very much working with the community here and people who've been working on this question over the years to try and put forward a number of what we see as very reasonable suggestions. One thing that we're looking for is these Gaeltacht planning guidelines that have been promised since 2021 by the current government, that should also be published along with the rural planning guidelines, which should, I suppose, clarify planning issues in Gaeltacht areas. There's a huge discrepancy between different counties that have Gaeltacht areas in them in terms of what their requirements are and language.
So you're saying that the solution is on paper, but just to implement it. Why did you say the question of the Irish language in the education system is dire? After all the reform and all the effort, why is it dire?
I suppose there's a number of things to be pointed out. And I noticed when you were giving your intro and you mentioned the 20-year strategy for the Irish language, and some of the main objectives in that strategy were related to Irish in the education system, keeping Irish as an obligatory subject, for example. But this year, or in 2024, we had 55,000 second level students getting an exemption from Irish, which is about 13 or 14% of the total number of second level students. About a quarter of all second level students didn't sit their Irish exam for the Leaving Cert in 2024, and almost 20% of them didn't do the Junior Cert.
And why not just make it voluntary then, or that you can, optional, I should say, instead of mandatory?
Because I suppose the whole reason behind this and the issue that we're seeing with the exemptions is that the curriculum and the system as it is doesn't, I suppose, respond to the needs of the students. The problem here isn't, as we see it, the language or the students themselves. It's an inflexible curriculum that if, for example, you have maybe a particular learning disability, the system doesn't allow the flexibility for you to learn the language in a way that's accessible to you. So rather than making it optional or through this exemption system, that we'd have a curriculum that's accessible to all, so everyone, you know, no matter their ability, has access to the Irish language.
I understand the point you're making, and people can let me know what they think to 51551 one way or another. Can I ask you this, though? You mentioned the 20-year strategy in the Irish language. Has that worked? Is that making any progress? I think the overall aim was to increase the number of daily Irish language speakers. Do we have a clue if it's working?
Is it working? Yes and no, I suppose, various aspects of it.
You couldn't have given a more Irish response, I can tell you.
Various, depending, like I said, there's a lot in it. They're covering a 20-year period, so various aspects of it have absolutely seen improvement. You know, just this year, or just at the end of 2024, we saw the last provisions of the Official Languages Act being enacted. You know, we have that 20% recruitment provision now for civil servants. By 2030, we have 20% of advertising through Bhanna Gaelne, Erna Mann, Choma, but others such as that number, or, you know, issues to do with Irish in the education system, or the question of the number of daily Irish speakers are not maybe doing so well. But like I said, on the housing issue, we, not just us, but kind of the Irish language community, most of these suggestions or solutions have been put to the government as it is. So what we're looking for this time round is, I suppose, the political will to implement those solutions.
Yeah. Do you think you're being heard?
We'll keep trying, I suppose.
Do you know what we should do? We should actually ban it. We should ban the Irish language, and then you'd get a grassroots response in support of the Irish language. Isn't that the way it works generally? I jest, obviously, I jest. But but I mean, it has been said in a mocking way. But can I ask you this, though? I mean, we have reports, and I'm listening to my colleagues in Rady and the Gaeltachta, who've interviewed Barry Heenahan. He's an independent TD for Dublin Bay North, part of the Regional Independence Group. He's saying this evening, Roisin, that he won't support the government unless there's a new building for Gael Chulaiste Rochrane in his constituency. And they've been working out of prefabs for the last number of years, good few years. I mean, is that where the language is now, do you think? Side deals here and there, and independent or individual TDs making a case instead of a coherent response right across government departments?
To be honest, I think it's more of a case of, and I'm still in work at the moment, so I hadn't heard that latest statement from Barry. But rather than addressing that as a side issue, I would suppose, I'd say it's more of a case of, we need more people making a red line of Irish language and Gaeltachta issues, more people taking, like Barry is doing, a stance on these issues and saying it's not something that we're willing to compensate on, you know, that these issues need to be kept on the table, and that they, you know, that parties or individual politicians aren't going to be willing to compromise on them.
Okay, and I know you have a nationwide campaign called Gniav.ie to garner support for what you're proposing. But look, people can let us know one way or another if they agree with you and your aims. 51551. You can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Ach Roisin Ní Chinéide, Advocacy Manager ag Cunrún na Gaeilge. Gramíl Mahadasach Lortlín Nidag Lortlín Nuna.